There, it is week 21 of 52 weeks in 2025. So let me tell you what happened. Of course, it's been a very busy weekend here at Riverlane Ranch. We had a large group of vacation guests coming, and there's so many stories I could tell you, but I'm going with this one, okay? Everyone knows Sully, my giant 175-pound bull mastiff, and he definitely has a connection to me. So with all 14 guests here and all of our big family and everything, Sully still has some wobble in his gait, and I didn't want him to knock anyone over, and I figured a slow and easy transition into meeting everyone over the weekend would be best. So of course, by Saturday, you know, he's fully integrated with people and we're good. However, I decided on the Friday and the Friday night that Sully could, he would be okay in my room if I left the door open and there's a baby gate that blocks the way. Yeah, not so much. Sully knocked over my altar, the entire thing. My money bowl that I have in the middle of my altar that is charged with intention, rice and coins and all these meaningful things that bring abundance, went crashing to the ground. Rice, coins everywhere. You name it. Emily comes out and tells me, just so you know, your dog has knocked over your altar and your money bowl is everywhere. And my instant was like, I could just feel it. Every new moon and full moon, I put so much intention into setting my altar. And my thoughts were like, great, my spell is broken. The energy is messed up. This is a sign. This is bad. I could feel it in my chest. And I didn't even want to go in there and look. And I didn't go look for some time, but it took about an hour. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go look now at what the damage is. And as I was walking into my room, my son's fiance was walking behind me. And when the door opened, I'm sure she was behind me, so I'm sure she could feel my, you know, it takes your breath away. There's so much energy and intention that's put into that. And she said behind me out loud, wow, now it's really going to bring abundance because it's just everywhere. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing. It's like it's exploded into abundance. And that word exploded into abundance. And how she said it, my narrative shifted just like that. And instead of fear, I saw flow. And instead of chaos, I saw release. And instead of a ruined ritual, I saw Spirit laughing and saying, you wanted overflow. You wanted an overflow of abundance. You wanted an overflow of joy. So for 3 days, I didn't clean it up. It's still there. Not on the floor. I did clean up the floor, but I haven't put it back together. And every time I see it, I keep saying, my abundance is overflowing. My abundance is overflowing. I just keep repeating the new story. And when I'm ready, I'll reset and cleanse and I'll bless it all again and I'll redo it. But my reminder for you is when it feels like something is sacred, is falling apart, maybe it's just falling into motion. So I think we have to let our stories shift and maybe even evolve and change and let our energy move. Even the mess in our lives can be magic. And if you're willing to look at it through a new lens, if you're willing to see something different, I think that's when Spirit is working. Even when the altar hits the floor and even when shit hits the fan. You got this. Sending you all my love and light.